Today's daf is Masechet Shkalim daf Ches. Although the second half of today's daf takes us back into the world of the four cups of wine of Pesach and the laws of Kiddush in general, such as the measured amount of wine required in one's cup, we're going to take a look at the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Aleph in our Masechet Shkalim, which teaches that during the three periods of the year, which we had discussed back in the Mishnah yesterday, when the shekel contributions were appropriate or withdrawn from the treasury inside the Beis HaMikdash, the person who went in to appropriate the funds wouldn't go in wearing a bordered cloak, he wouldn't wear shoes, he wouldn't wear tefillin, and he wouldn't wear an amulet. And all of these is to ensure that if he were to become poor or rich afterward, not necessarily as a result of what went happened, but that people were going to look on and say, oh, he became poorer because he did something, he stole something and Hashem is punishing him, or he became rich because he stole something. So that was all to make sure that he couldn't hide any money, or that he wouldn't be tempted, or that even people wouldn't even suspect of something, to make sure those are the rules. So that, why is that? The Mishnah says, Sha'adam tzarich latzeis yedei habrios, keder shu tzarich latzeis yedei hamakom. The way that he has to be in the eyes of other people has to be in the same way that we have to be clean, we have to be above suspicion in the eyes of Hashem. The source for this principle, known as Maris Ayin, also a concept called Chashad as well, related idea, comes from Parshas Matos. Parshas Matos is Bamidbar Perek Lamed Beis, where Reuven and Gad, the tribes of Reuven and Gad, are eyeing the land on the other side of the Jordan. Instead of crossing into the land of Israel, they want to settle there. That's the land that they like. And Moshe initially pushes back with his excoriating rebuke. He says, Achechem yelchul melchama v'atem teshuvo, your brothers are going to go out to war and you're going to stay here and relax and enjoy your life. We're not going to have it. As a result, Reuven and Gad agree that they're going to fight the wars of Kibush Haaretz, of conquering the land, with everyone else until everybody gets settled into the land, and only then will they go and settle into their area. Moshe has them agree to this pledge publicly, with the condition that they do so, if they do so, when they do so, v'yisem nikiyim mehashem miYisrael, that they will be clean, they will be seen as innocent and pure and above any possible chas v'shalom suspicion, not only in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of their fellow brothers of the Jewish people as well. We touched on the concept of the Bein Adam LaMakom side a bit more back on Shabbos Daf Samach Daled, discussing the whole issue of hanging out wet clothes on Shabbos. So hence the emphasis. Here the emphasis is going to be more on the suspicion, being above suspicion vis-a-vis other people. The Bein Adam L'Chavero, the Tosefta, and our Mishnah quoted in tomorrow's daf adds that what they would do is, when this person would be going in to pick up the Shkalim, they would talk to this guy who's going in all throughout the process, all the way going in, all the way until he would come out, so as not to be tempted to hide some of the money in his mouth. The Gemara goes on, Up to the next Mishnah there at the end of tomorrow's Amud Aleph, quoting Psukim from the Torah, from the Nevim, from the Ksuvim, all different parts of Tanakh, grounding this concept of being above suspicion in the Psukim of the Tanakh. Let's share what I found as one of the most profound insights in this topic in a beautiful essay by Jonathan Sacks, Yochanan Levracha. It's in Parshas Matos, Tafshin Ayin Gimel. Rabbi Sacks wrote, "Surely what matters is what God thinks of us, not what people think of us." So he goes on to go into this idea. Why is it that we're so concerned in halacha and in this whole discussion of what other people can do? So he goes on to quote Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Brachos, where he blesses his students, they should have Yemara Shamayim Aleichem Kamar Pnei Adam. They should really, if you really had Yiras Hashem, you should have the Yiras Hashem that you're afraid, the same way that you're afraid of the opinion of what other people think of you, that's how much you should fear Hashem. Here's the problem, says Rabbi Sacks. We're required to be done the kafskos, to judge others charitably, but at the same time, we're not allowed to rely on the fact that others will judge us charitably, even though they should. So his final two points are that the yisim nikiim, this whole idea that we have to be above suspicion, is not just for a tzaddik or a rav to be a role model, but every Jew, this is on every single Jew, every person must become a role model. You can't just say, I have the right to not to be judged by somebody else because I've done nothing wrong. Might be true that you've done nothing wrong, but Judaism is about duties, not rights. This is not about seeking approval, but rather about becoming a role model of Torah. And by doing this, to inspire others to become role models themselves.